Tomorrow is President's Day, and in honor of that fact, we'd like to offer up this lesser-known presidential fact. In 1835, Abraham Lincoln landed an important political appointment, postmaster of New Salem, Illinois. He was one of a veritable army of postmasters at the time. As of 1831, the Postal Service employed almost 9,000 of them, more than the number of soldiers in the real army. To tell us the story behind this number are our regular guests, Richard Such and Susan Carter, co-editors of Historical Statistics of the United States. Hi.
Hi.
Benjamin Franklin took over the colonial postal system in 1775. What had it become by the 1830s?
Well, the postal system was the major extension of the federal government around the country. The postal system was a method of communication in an era when the only method of communication was written, and the only method of transporting those messages was by horse or water transportation. And because the federal government had a strong interest in keeping the country unified and trading with each other, the postal system was an important aspect of government at the time.
Now, we should point out that being a postmaster in the 1830s was not a full-time job. But the fact that there were thousands more postmasters than soldiers begs the question, you know, which were more important in settling the United States?
Well, arguably, the postmasters were. You see, the physical area of the United States was enormous, especially compared to the population. And the advantage of laying claim to this vast territory is that it provided a wide range of goods and services, very different ones. So excellent wheat in the west and timber in the east. But to make those come together and form a national market, you needed to stay in communication. And the post office was an important mechanism for trading that information.
Well, you know, we think about it costs us now 39 cents to mail a letter, but it doesn't matter how far that letter is going. It cost me the same to mail a letter to Maryland as it does to California. Was it always like that?
Not always. Initially, when the Postal Service was set up, there were higher and higher fees the further the letter traveled. But in 1851, you had a uniform rate to mail a letter anywhere in the United States, not just the long distances you mentioned, but also within a state, up the back road to the last farmhouse on the hill. And that's what was amazing about the American postal system, that it didn't discriminate against people who were in those remote locations, and that made life in those remote locations possible. You needed the information on prices, world events. You needed information on what the women in New York City were wearing if you wanted to say au courant. And that was what the mail was doing at that time.
Professors Richard Such and Susan Carter are co-editors of the five-volume Historical Statistics of the United States. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll continue this conversation in the coming months as we bring you more in our series, The Story Behind the Number.